Well, hello. This is Laurel Watson from Dressage Positively, and I love helping horse owners who are becoming interested in the art of dressage. Today's podcast is the last in a series of three where you'll discover three versatile training tactics to use when riding isn't an option or it's just too damn cold out. Well, it's winter here in Florida today with temps in the 40s. Which is pretty cold during the day for us. So I can totally empathize with all of you who have it much colder, get more wind, and get the white stuff on a regular basis. Today I will share with you part three of our series, three simple and versatile training tactics with your horse. If you find yourself in a situation where you can't ride your horse, it doesn't mean you can't have productive horse time. Using one or all three of these simple and versatile training tactics with your horse. In fact, I routinely incorporate these and others into my daily dressage training. SVTT number three is relaxation training. If you haven't listened to the first and second parts in this series, you can find them on horseworldconnect.podbean.com/category/dressage-positively-laurel-watson. In addition to loving dressage and positive reinforcement training, I am also a certified equine body worker, and I know how important it is for your horse to be relaxed during training, on the trail, or at competition. Not only because you want your horse to be a willing and calm partner, but also because you want your horse to be able to move in relaxation in order to build correct musculature and to be able to use his body freely, easily, and in a balanced manner. Having a relaxed horse is key to great dressage training. When your horse moves his body in a relaxed manner, it helps him to avoid injury and keeps him from developing bad muscle memory. What's bad muscle memory, you ask? Bad muscle memory is when your horse develops muscle or compensation patterns because he's not using his body correctly or because he's not moving in a balanced and relaxed manner. And to avoid that, it's really important for your horse to be able to move in a relaxed manner. True power comes from movement in relaxation. There are a lot of people out there who equate power with adrenaline. And they are totally different ways of the body moving. Think about a powerful horse as an engine full of gas. When you hit the gas pedal, the engine reacts right away and keeps going for as long as you press the gas pedal. Whereas a horse moving on adrenaline is like an engine that has just a tiny bit of gas. When you hit the gas pedal, the engine may react or it may not. It may backfire. It may jump ahead. You just never know what you will get with a horse moving on adrenaline. And horses love to be trained to relax. For these relaxation techniques, I don't typically use treats, as the relaxation or release of excess energy, tension, or stress is the reward. You can do these techniques anywhere, in the stall, in the pasture, or some of them even while riding, which I love. For all of these techniques, you'll be using your finger or the back of your hand on your horse. The first thing you'll do is to start with practicing pressure. Close your eyes and slowly move your finger or the back of your hand toward your forearm. See if you can tell when your hand is getting close, but not yet touching your other arm. This will be where you can feel the energy or heat of your finger or the back of your hand, but you're not yet touching your forearm. This is called air gap. Next, move your finger or the back of your hand so you are just touching the tip of the hair on your forearm. This pressure is called tip of the hair. Next, imagine if you are touching an egg yolk with your finger, just enough to feel the yolk, but not to break it. This is called egg yolk pressure. Now imagine touching a grape. Again, just enough to feel it, but not enough to squish it. Or you can close your eyelid and touch your finger to your eyeball. Again, just enough to feel it, but not to hurt it at all. This is called grape or eyeball pressure. You can also imagine touching and pressing a lime just enough to make an indent. This is called lime pressure. And finally, you can imagine pressing a lemon, which has a thicker skin than a lime. Again, just enough to make an indent, and you guessed it, this is called lemon pressure. Okay, so now that you have a range of pressures that you can use, where do you use them? And which pressure do you use? Well, you always want to start out with the least amount of pressure, which is air gap. And the easiest place to start is around the scapula on your horse. So what you want to do is take your finger or the back of your hand and slowly move it around the scapula while watching your horse's eye. If your horse blinks, then leave your hand in position until the horse releases. And give it some time. This could take 30 or 60 seconds, maybe even a minute or two if your horse isn't used to this kind of work. Your horse may lick, snort, chew, sneeze, yawn, or even stretch when he releases energy, tension, or stress. Once your horse releases, you can search for a new spot around the scapula, or you can move to the pelvis. And do this on both sides of your horse. The reason I like using these two areas is because both of them are easy to reach while you're in the saddle. And if you routinely find the same area that invites your horse to release, then you can use it routinely to ask your horse to release or relax before, after, and during your training. Additional areas that you can use these techniques are any of the energy meridians. The bladder meridian is a favorite because it has connection points with all the other meridians. And two specific acupressure points that I also love are governing vessel 14 and Bakwe. If you would like a visual of these points, be sure to join my Live Love Happy Horses Facebook group. I've posted a PDF in the file section that you can download. And while you're there, I would love to see your photos or videos of you trying these techniques with your horse. So get out there and relax with your horse. If you've enjoyed this series, be sure to set notifications in Podbean so you are alerted when the next podcast is available. Or you can email me at laurel.watson@heyrelax.com to be put on my email list so you get notified of the next podcast by email. Or if you have any questions, feel free to email me as well. I'm Laurel Watson with Dressage Positively, and I love helping riders create a positive connection with their horse. Because once we stop pressuring our horses to do what we want and instead ask them why they can't do what we're asking, this world will be a better place for both humans and horses.